Have you ever woken up feeling like, oh man, my leg is on fire, or with that nagging backache that just makes getting comfortable feel impossible?
Yeah, it's a rough way to start the day.
It really is, and lots of people experience that. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something that might be, well, surprisingly involved in that pain, or maybe the solution, your mattress.
Exactly. We're focusing this deep dive on navigating sleep, particularly with sciatica pain. And we're pulling insights from some really comprehensive guides by Mattress Advisory.
Right. And hey, before we really jump in, just a quick heads up. Mattress Advisory often has exclusive deals going. So while we're talking today, keep an eye out for the links we mention. You might find some good discounts, like Mattress Advisory highlighted saving up to 30% off site-wide on brands like Helix. Worth checking out if you're thinking of making a change.
Definitely. So our mission today really is to cut through all the marketing noise. We want to unpack the science, the comfort factors, to help you figure out what really matters when you're looking for a mattress that can actually help with sciatica.
Okay, let's unpack this then. First off, let's quickly define the problem. Sciatica pain. We're talking that like burning feeling down the leg, maybe numbness, tingling, or just that constant ache in the lower back. It's tough.
It really is. And here's the kicker where it gets interesting. Like you said, the place you go for rest, your mattress, it could actually be making things worse.
How so?
Well, it's not always straightforward. You might think, okay, back pain, I need something super firm. But Mattress Advisory points out something important. If it's too soft, you sink in, right? Your spine gets thrown out of alignment.
Okay, that makes sense.
If it's too firm, you get those painful pressure points, especially around your hips and shoulders. And for sciatica sufferers, either of those extremes can really aggravate the nerve.
Ah, so it's about finding that balance. More firm doesn't automatically mean better.
Exactly. That's a key takeaway. It's not always intuitive.
So if it's this tricky balance, is there hope? Can a mattress actually help?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely hope. The good news is there are mattresses designed specifically with this in mind. Now, look, it's not a magic cure, right? A new mattress won't instantly fix sciatica.
All right, managing
But
expectations.
the right mattress can seriously ease the pain. It can lead to much more restorative sleep. And better sleep makes a huge difference in how you feel, your energy levels, everything during the day. It helps turn those restless nights around.
That's what we're aiming for. So if you're out there shopping, feeling overwhelmed, what are the crucial things Mattress Advisory says to look for? What should you focus on?
Yeah, it's a lot to sift through, but fundamentally, choosing a mattress, especially with sciatica, is super personal. It really comes down to finding that sweet spot for your specific body and how you sleep.
Okay, so where do we start?
One of the first things, maybe surprisingly, is your weight. Mattress Advisory notes that lighter folks, say under 150 pounds, often do better with softer to medium mattresses.
Why is that?
Because they need that mattress to contour properly to their shape, to cushion those curves and relieve pressure without feeling like they're just floating on top.
Gotcha. And then on the flip side, heavier individuals.
Right. If you're over maybe 250 pounds, you generally need a firmer bed. That's crucial to prevent too much sinking, which, as we said, messes up spinal alignment. You need that robust support to keep everything level.
Okay, weight matters. What else?
Your sleeping position. This is huge. Probably the most critical factor, honestly.
All right, let's break it down. Side sleepers.
Side sleepers need good cushioning, especially for the shoulders and hips, right? Those are the pressure points. So think medium or maybe even soft with really good pressure relief. Memory foam or hybrids are often great choices here because they contour well but still support the lower back.
Makes sense. What about back sleepers?
For back sleepers, medium firm is usually the sweet spot. It keeps the hips lifted slightly, supports that natural curve in the lower back, and helps reduce pressure points. Zone support can be fantastic here.
Zone support, explain that.
Yeah, that's where the mattress is designed with different firmness levels in different areas. So maybe it's firmer under your torso and hips for support, but a bit softer under your shoulders for pressure relief. Really targets the support where you need it.
Clever. Okay, now, stomach sleepers. I hear this is tricky for sciatica.
It is. If you sleep on your stomach, you absolutely need a firmer mattress, no question. If it's too soft, your hips will sink down too far, and that puts a lot of strain on your lower back, really arches it unnaturally. So firm is key here. Avoid soft beds completely.
Good warning. What about people who move around a lot? Combination sleepers.
Ah, yes, the toss and turners. You need something responsive. A hybrid mattress is often a great bet. Usually, medium firmness works well because it can adapt quickly as you change positions. Good support, whether you're on your side, back, or briefly on your stomach.
And motion isolation would be good there too, right? If you share the bed.
Definitely. Good motion isolation means you won't feel your partner moving around as much. Hybrids are often quite good at that.
And one more group you mentioned, on-edge sleepers.
Yeah, people who tend to sleep near the edge or sit on the edge a lot. For them, strong edge support is really important. Reinforced edges give stability, make it easier to get in and out of bed, which can be helpful if mobility is a bit limited.
Okay, so wait, sleeping position. What about the actual stuff the mattress is made of, the materials?
Right, the building blocks. Mm-hmm. Mattress Advisory generally points towards high-density memory foam, responsive latex, or well-built hybrid designs for sciatica relief.
Let's talk about memory foam first. Lots of people like that conforming feel.
Exactly. Memory foam is known for its contouring and pressure relief. It molds to your body, which can help keep the spine aligned naturally. The key, though, is finding one that's medium to medium firm.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too soft, you get that sinking feeling, which we want to avoid.
Okay, what about latex? How's it different?
Latex is interesting. It's bouncier than memory foam, often sleeps cooler, and is really durable. It contours, but you don't feel stuck in it. So it's a good option for people who move around more or prefer less sinkage, but still need that pressure relief.
And hybrids, you mentioned them a few times. Sounds like they're often recommended.
They really are often considered the best of both worlds for sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
You get the coils, usually pocketed coils, which provide that core support, bounce, and airflow. Then you have layers of memory foam or latex on top for comfort and pressure relief. They tend to be durable and offer great contouring, especially if they have that zoned coil support we talked about.
So what should people generally avoid then, material-wise?
You probably want to steer clear of traditional basic innerspring mattresses, the ones without significant foam or comfort layers on top. They often just don't provide enough contouring or pressure relief for sciatica pain. It can feel too hard or uneven.
Got it. This brings us back to that core debate, support versus firmness. They sound similar, but they're different, right?
They are. Support is about spinal alignment. It's about the mattress structure keeping your spine straight and preventing your lower back and hips from sinking too low. Look for features like zone support, high-density base foams, strong coil systems, things that provide that underlying structure.
And firmness.
Firmness is more about how the mattress feels on the surface, how soft or hard it is. And as we've said for sciatica, super soft is generally not the way to go. Too much sink, poor alignment. Unless maybe you're very lightweight and a side sleeper.
So the sweet spot, again, is usually?
Medium firm. Yeah. Mattress Advisory finds this often hits the mark. It's supportive enough to keep you aligned, but has enough give to cushion those pressure points like hips and shoulders. Great for back sleepers, many side sleepers too.
And firm. When is that the right call?
Firm is best for stomach sleepers, definitely. Or for anyone who really needs that very stable, non-sinking surface, maybe due to significant lower back pain exacerbated by sinking. Just be aware, if it feels too hard on your shoulders or hips, you might need to add a thin, softer topper for a bit of surface cushioning.
Okay, makes sense. Beyond support and firmness, what else is important? Let's talk about temperature.
Oh, crucial. Being in pain makes sleep hard enough. Add overheating to the mix, and you're just tossing and turning more, which can make the pain worse.
So what helps with staying cool?
Look for cooling technologies. Things like special cooling covers. You might see names like Glaciotex or Tensil. These fabrics actively pull heat away. Also, gel-infused memory foams, latex, which is naturally breathable, or hybrid designs with pocketed coils that allow for airflow through the mattress core.
Lots of cooling tech out there now.
There really is. It makes a big difference for comfortable sleep.
Okay, and then the practical side, trustworthiness, quality.
Yeah.
How do you ensure you're getting something good?
Good question. First, avoid the super cheap, low-quality options. Mattresses under maybe 10 inches thick, or those not using certified materials. Look for the CertiPure US certification for foams.
What does CertiPure US mean?
It basically means the foams are tested and certified to be made without harmful chemicals like ozone depleters, heavy metals, certain flame retardants, and have low VOC emissions. It's a good indicator of quality and safety.
Good to know. What else?
The trial period. This is so important. Your body needs time to adjust to a new mattress, usually at least 3 to 4 weeks. So look for a trial of at least 90 nights, preferably 100 or more. Gives you real time to know if it's working for you.
Don't just judge it after one night.
Exactly. And finally, check the warranty and consider durability. A solid warranty, 10 years or even lifetime, shows the company stands behind their product. Durability comes from using high-density foams, strong coils, things that ensure the mattress provides consistent support for years to come.
Okay, that's a fantastic overview of what to look for. Now let's get specific. Mattress Advisory highlighted some top contenders for sciatica relief. Can you walk us through a few?
Sure. Let's start with the Bear Elite Hybrid. Mattress Advisory picked this as best overall for sciatica. It's described as ultra-luxurious, quite thick at 14 inches, has advanced cooling, and importantly, a 5-zone support coil system.
5 zones, okay. Why is it good for sciatica?
It offers really superior pressure relief while maintaining excellent spinal alignment. It hits that balance of firm support underneath with gentle cushioning on top. Plus, it sleeps very cool. Great for active sleepers, back sleepers, hot sleepers.
Sounds pretty comprehensive. Any downsides?
Maybe not ideal if you need something extremely firm or if super robust edge support for sitting is a top priority. Though it's generally good.
Gotcha. What about if someone does need that extremely firm feel?
Then the Plank Firm Lux comes highly recommended as best firm mattress for sciatica. This one's unique, it's flippable. One side is firm, the other is extra firm.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it uses high density foams over strong coil core. The idea is to provide a very flat, solid surface, keep the back straight, hips elevated. Ideal if softer beds really aggravate your pain.
So definitely for back and stomach sleepers needing rigid support.
Exactly. Probably too firm for most side sleepers or lighter folks. And just note, Mattress Advisory mentions there might be a return fee with this one if it doesn't work out during the trial.
Good practical tip. Okay, what about a top hybrid pick?
The Helix Midnight Lux is often highlighted as the best hybrid mattress for sciatica. It's positioned as a premium medium firm hybrid. Features include a cooling pull-atop and zoned lumbar support coils.
Zone support again. What makes it stand out?
It really excels at pressure relief and motion isolation. The gel memory foam combined with those zone coils does a great job cushioning shoulders and hips while keeping the spine aligned. Especially good for side and back sleepers who need that deep contouring for sciatica or hip pain.
Might be too soft for some though.
Potentially, yeah. Stomach sleepers or heavier individuals might need something with a bit more lift.
Right. And cooling, you mentioned it's important. Is there a top pick specifically for hot sleepers with sciatica?
Yes. The Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling, titled Best Cooling Mattress for Sciatica. It's a hybrid using advanced cooling tech like CopperFlex with Titan Cool gel foams. Lots of stuff aimed at drawing heat away.
And it comes in different firmness levels.
It does soft, medium, or firm. You can tailor it a bit. It combines that cooling focus with contouring foams and zoned coils to help with pain relief and prevent overheating. Good for various sleeping positions depending on the firmness chosen.
Any considerations there?
Even the firm version might not be firm enough for some very heavy sleepers or those needing ultra-firm support. And again, Mattress Advisory notes a potential return fee.
Okay, one more. What if someone actually prefers a softer feel, maybe a lighter person? Is there an option?
Yes, the Puffy Cloud mattress is cited as the best soft mattress for sciatica. Now, this is an all-foam mattress known for its, well, cloud-like gentle feel.
But still supportive enough.
Apparently so. It's designed to gently cradle the body, relieving pressure points, but still provides good lumbar support. It's rated around a medium-soft 5-10 firmness. Could be ideal for lighter individuals under 250 pounds, particularly side and back sleepers who find firmer beds uncomfortable but still need that targeted support and pressure relief.
Who should avoid it?
Definitely heavier folks or stomach sleepers won't be firm enough. And if you like a bouncy feel, all foam might not be your preference.
So we've looked at specific beds, all these considerations. It kind of raises the question, what are the most common things people still ask when they're trying to figure this out?
Yeah, that's a good point, like boiling it down.
Yeah.
One big one is definitely firmness, firm or soft. And the consensus from Mattress Advisory seems to be
medium to medium firm. Generally the best bet for that balance of support and cushioning for most people with sciatica.
And sleeping positions, best bets are
back or side sleeping. If you sleep on your side, put a pillow between your knees to help align the hips and spine. Try to avoid stomach sleeping if you can.
What about memory foam? Good or bad? It can be really good.
Okay.
As long as it's not too soft. That contouring and pressure relief is beneficial. Just needs adequate support underneath.
Hybrid versus all foam. Any winner for sciatica.
Hybrids often edge it out. That combination of coil support, airflow, maybe some bounce, plus the foam comfort layers, It ticks a lot of boxes for sciatica needs.
And that crucial question, Can a bad mattress actually cause sciatica?
Probably not cause it directly on its own, but oh yeah, a bad mattress can definitely make existing sciatica worse, or contribute to the conditions that lead to it by constantly putting your spine out of alignment night after night.
Right. And remind us about the trial period importance.
Crucial. Give it time. At least 3-4 weeks for your body to adjust. That's why those 100-plus night trials are so valuable. Don't rush the decision.
So, looking beyond the basics, what are those extra features always good to look for?
Zone support is excellent. Good cooling materials. Decent motion isolation if you share the bed. And definitely a strong warranty for peace of mind and long-term value.
So, bottom line, what does this all really mean for someone listening?
It means your mattress isn't just a passive piece of furniture. It's an active partner in your health, especially when you're dealing with something like sciatica. Making the right choice matters.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the main takeaway seems to be finding the right mattress involves really thinking about you, your weight, how you sleep, what feel you prefer, the right firmness.
Exactly.
Getting that combination right can seriously impact your pain levels and hopefully give you much better sleep.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to consider.
Yeah.
Don't just think about the immediate comfort, like how it feels the first night. Think about the long-term impact. How will this mattress support your body's recovery and alignment over time? A truly supportive mattress is really an investment in your daily well-being. It affects your energy, your mood, everything. So maybe ask yourself, what small positive changes might a truly restorative night's sleep bring to your life?
That's a great question to ponder, a really powerful thought. Okay, folks, remember, all the insights and the specific mattresses we discussed today are based on the great work by Mattress Advisory. They're a fantastic resource.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check out the links we mentioned throughout this deep dive, especially if you're interested in those exclusive discounts. It could be the perfect way to kickstart your journey to finding your sciatica sleep sanctuary. Thanks so much for joining us on another deep dive.